弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Brothers, sisters, friends, be peace with you.
咱们南湾地区的中餐自助餐，哈巴奇是吧？大家都去过吧？
So I wonder whether you have been to the Hibachi Grill in Mishawaka.
其中有一道菜，不知道大家喜不喜欢吃啊？
There's one of the dishes. I wonder whether you like it or not.
这什么？金黄酥脆的鱿鱼圈儿，
So it's a deep-fried calamari.
生活在当今高科技飞速发展的时代，
So in the world we're living, which is the technology and science advancing.
人们越来越讲究科学养生。
So people now pay more attention to health living.
科学的发现不断给人们带来跌破眼镜的感觉。
But the scientific research often surprises us.
你像这原本在餐桌上香酥的鱿鱼圈儿，
So such a delicate, delicious calamaris.
还有那麻辣鱿鱼圈儿、酸辣鱿鱼圈儿，还有原棒鱿鱼圈儿。
So all these kind of the variations of hot and sour, or hot and spicy, or cilantro, squid, or
圈儿或者
calamari,
卷儿啊，
yeah, roll.
这些可口诱人的海产品啊，
So those are delicious seafood.
一夜之间被科学研究的结果判定为什么呀？生命健康的杀手。
So overnight, based on scientific research, become a junk food.
所以一时间，人们在餐桌上谈鱿鱼而色变。
So people they probably refrain from consuming it on their dining tables anymore.
所以有报道说，每100克鱿鱼的胆固醇含量高达615毫克，是肥肉的40倍、全脂奶的44倍、带鱼的11倍、鸡胸脯的7.7倍、豆制品的615倍。
Yeah, so based on this scientific research, 100 grams of squid, makes up 615 milligrams of cholesterol. So 40 times more than fat, 44 times than whole milk, 11 times than octopus, chicken, and 77.7 times than chicken breast, and 615 times more than soil products.
那结果是从胆固醇含量的角度得出了一个结论：吃一口鱿鱼等于吃了40口肥肉。
So if you eat one piece of squid, that equals to eating 44 equal size of fat.
知道这个说法吗？都知道吗？
Did you know this scientific research?
随着时间的推移，
But when time passing,
现代医学研究又有新发现了。
There's a new scientific research about squid.
说鱿鱼体中虽然胆固醇含量比较高，
Though the cholesterol is high in squid,
但同时还含有一种物质。
But there's another chemical exists
听说过没有？讲究的人，有一种叫牛磺酸。
Another chemical is called taurine.
牛磺酸具有抑制胆固醇在血液中积蓄的作用。
So the effect of taurine is really trying to suppress the presence in human blood.
所以，只要摄入的食物中的牛磺酸与胆固醇，它们的比值在二以上。
So if the ratio between the taurine and two cholesterol is about 2 to 1,
血液中的胆固醇就不会升高。
and it's not going to cause the cholesterol to rise in your blood.
而最新的研究结果看到，说是由于体中牛磺酸与胆固醇的比值是2.2。
So based on this new scientific research, and squid in squid, the taurine to cholesterol is 2.2 to 1.
因此，食用鱿鱼的时候，胆固醇只是正常的被人体所利用，而不会在血液中积蓄。
So the cholesterol in squid will be consumed proportionally and not going to be stayed and remain and accumulate in your blood.
所以从科学，我讲的从科学的角度，现如今对鱿鱼的营养价值评价为什么呀？刚才看到了，高蛋白、低热量，富含人体所需的矿物质等等等等。So
based on the new from the scientific point of view, so in modern days, when we talk about squid, and often squid was considered high protein, low cholesterol, and full of human needed vitamins and minerals.
面对科学研究前后这样的结果，在鱿鱼的群体中会不会引起巨大的争论？So
the question is, based on such a different results, whether there will be disputes in the community of squids.
一个鱿鱼的群体，他们的观点会不会认为说？ 哇，人类的科学研究怎么这么不靠谱啊？So
one group of squid may thought the human scientific research was not so trustworthy.
先是判定我们为人类健康的杀手。First,
judge us being the junkie food.
使我们因祸得福而免遭狂杀滥捕。Yeah,
which actually was a blessing to our kind. To avoid overfishing.
那现在又推崇我们成为富裕人类健康的食品，哇，我们又要面临杀戮的危机了。So
now we become the healthy food or healthy superfood, and now probably will be facing overfishing.
那另外一个鱿鱼群会不会群情激昂的反驳说人类的科学研究确实是不靠谱？
Maybe another group of squid would emotionally dispute the other group, saying the human scientific research is really untrustworthy.
先是贬低我们的生命价值。The
first really undermine the value of our lives.
将我们遗弃在茫茫大洋的深处。And
really just just discard us in the deep ocean.
现在终于又找回了我们的身价。Now
they find our true values.
反正终有一死。We
all know we all gonna die.
与其默默无闻地死于大洋深处。So
rather die ignored in the deep of the ocean.
莫如游走于人类大小餐厅酒店的餐桌上，创造出。 高额利润的自我价值。So
better to serve human on the dining tables in all restaurants.
不知道大家有没有体认到，在我们的头脑中，人类科学的局限性和时常出现的误导性。So
I wonder whether anyone of us realize the limitation and the misguidance of human scientific research.
我相信在不久的将来，在我们所在的这个国度，还有全世界其他的讲究科学的国家，要在医学的、在医院的这些医生的诊断上，要给胆固醇频繁招血。
So I'm sure in this country and other countries, people are going to look at the cholesterol differently.
那今天人们讲究饮食是为了营养和身体健康的目的。昨天，我们一些中老年还有一些年轻人在这里都在讨论这个问题。So
the exquisiteness of food for our modern society is probably more for the nutrition and the health.
昨天来的都比较熟悉这个金字塔的一个食物结构啊。So
yesterday we had a workshop. Anyone attended this probably is familiar with this paradigm.
那古代以色列民讲究饮食，比我们今天的人是有过之而无不及。
So if we talk about the exquisiteness of food, of the ancient Israelites, probably they're even more so than our modern times.
但他们的目的是什么?
So what was their purpose, though?
与营养健康,与身体的健康没有直接关系。
So there is really no direct relationship to nutrition and health.
他们讲究的是个人在上帝面前的生活态度。
And they're really trying to show the living attitude each individual to God.
他们讲究饮食的目的是追求属灵生命的健康。
So the goal was really to pursue the health of the spiritual life.
我们注重身体的营养。
We pay more attention to our the body's nutrition.
而在他们眼中，他们所注重的是对上帝的敬虔与否。
And they were pursuing the godliness of each one individual, each one to God.
那让我们就带着这样一个张力，来借着加拉太书1章10节的经文，进入今天我们的主题，也就是对耶稣基督福音认识的误区。So
based on this, that's going to today's sermon, is the misperception about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
加拉太书我们已经了解了，是保罗早期写给。 由他在加拉太地区亲手建立的众教会的书信。
So we know the Galatians were the epistles that Paul in his early ministry wrote to the churches in Galatia.
那从刚才大家所读的经文中，是不是可以体会出来？
So based on the scriptures we just read together,
保罗写信的措辞非常的直率。And
the letter was very frank.
明显的带着责备的口吻。Really
carrying the tone of blame.
加拉太地区的教会出现什么问题了?
So what was the problem of the churches in Galatia?
保罗和巴拿巴受安提阿教会，也就是基督徒这个名字的发源。
So Paul and Barnabas were appointed by the church in Antioch, where the term Christian was coined.
第一次走向距离耶路撒冷以及犹太人居住区更远的地方。
So the first time they went far away from Jerusalem and the other residential areas of Jews.
耶路撒冷在下边这个位，这是安提阿。So
the down there was Jerusalem, and Antioch is the north.
向那些被犹太人称之为的外邦人，传讲耶稣基督的救恩。So
they went to the region of the Gentiles, start to preaching gospels, of the salvation, and they established.
然后在这些地方呢，建立教会。
And established churches in those areas.
那就在他们前脚刚刚离开不久，有一些被称为奉哥里的门徒，或者是法利赛教派的传统的犹太背景的信徒。
Just right after they left those regions, and some of those disciples, often referred as the circumcised disciples or the Pharisees.
就踏着保罗他们宣教的脚踪，and
followed Paul's ministry，
跑遍了加拉太地区那些刚刚建立的以外邦人为主的众教会，and
covered all the churches all the recently established churches of the Gentiles.
他们去干什么去了？他们不是说兴奋，哇，有这么多人。 相信主耶稣，有这么多教会建立了，他们而是进到教会里边往前面一站。So
what did they go there for? Now they're what they did is really they sort of standard in front of the congregations.
一句话就把台下的会众给震惊了。你们不要太过相信保罗这个人了。
So one sentence really shocked every believers. see, you shouldn't taking Paul, looking him too highly of Paul.
他才归向基督几年呢?
So how many years he just became a Christian?
我们这些人都是亲自见过主耶稣的。
We in the personally witnesses, you know, we saw Jesus with our own eyes.
我们亲耳听过主耶稣的讲道。
We listened to his sermon with our own ears.
我们在五旬节的时候领受了圣灵，我们会错吗？
So in Pentecost, we received the Holy Spirit. We could not be wrong. We cannot be wrong.
他保罗不单是在基督复活升天之后归信的。
Paul was become a believer after the ascension of Jesus Christ.
而且他从来没有见过基督。
And he did not see Jesus at all.
而且他还曾经在耶路撒冷及其周边地区拿着那大祭司的手令追捕迫害基督徒。
And moreover, and he was the leading persecutors of Christian and sort of commanded by the high priest.
所以你们仔细地听明白了。
So you must listen carefully.
你们若不遵守摩西的规条接受隔离, 你们不能得救。
So if you not obey the law of Moses, do not circumcise, you cannot be saved.
哇，这一下，加拉太周边地区那些刚刚建立不久的外邦信徒的教会内部纷纷出现了争吵，出现了分党结派，有人站这边，有人站那边。So
those really caused a dispute, a division among the churches in Galatia.
在他们脑子里边怀疑、否定。 保罗的使徒身份出现了。
And they start suspect and deny the identity of the Paul being an apostle.
所以使得加勒泰地区这些众教会新的建立的教会陷入了一片混乱的状态。
That sent the church into the state of confusion.
那在这种情况下，保罗受圣灵的感动。 就提笔写下了。
So this is the context why Paul, moved by the Spirit, started writing to the churches in Galatia.
那我们首先来看，加拉太书一章一到五节，保罗的使徒身份与权柄。So
let's take to see the verse 1 to 5 to look at the authority and status of the apostle Paul.
加拉太书一章一到二节，做使徒的保罗，不是由于人，也不是借着人。 乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父上帝和一切与我同在的众弟兄写信给加拉太的教会。So
verse 1 and 2 says, Paul, an apostle, sent not from man, nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and the Lord the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me to the churches in Galatia.
你看他在这首先声明了做使徒的保罗。
So the first he really called out, he is an apostle.
那在主耶稣呼召的12个使徒中,
So among the 12 apostles of Christ,
犹大因出卖耶稣而上吊身亡,
and Judas hung himself because his betrayal.
那在主耶稣复活升天之后, 彼得有一个提议, 他提议什么呀? 要增选一个使徒。
So after the ascension of Christ, Peter made a proposal to add one more apostle to the group.
那增选那个使徒的条件是什么?
So what were the conditions for adding this one more apostle?
那我们来看一段经文，《使徒行传》一章21节后边几节。所以主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候，就是从约翰施洗起。 直到主离开我们被接上升的日子为止，必须从那常与我们作伴的人中立一位与我们同作耶稣复活的见证。于是选举两个人，就是那叫做巴萨巴又称胡优士都的约瑟和马提亚。26节，于是众人为他们摇签，摇出马提亚来，他就和11个使徒同列。
There's one in the Bible in Acts 1, and talk about those conditions. Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of those must become a witness with us of his resurrection. So they nominated two men, Joseph and called Barsabbas and Matthias. Then they cast lots, and the lots fell to Matthias, and so he was added to the 11 apostles.
那在那些反对保罗的犹太门徒眼中,
so in the eyes of those disciples who were against Paul,
保罗既不是主耶稣在我们中间的时候被主呼召的使徒,
so Paul definitely was not one of the men who has been with them the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among them.
也不具备主耶稣在我们中间的时候常与我们作伴,
and of course, they were not a part among them and can be the witness with them of his resurrection.
而事实是什么呢? 保罗确实曾经四处抓捕过基督的信徒。
And the fact was, Paul was the leading one who persecuted the Christians.
有一次，当他拿着大祭司的文书， 带着军兵前往大马士革执行抓捕的途中,
so once he was on the route to Damascus with the letter of the high priest,
他是去抓基督徒的,
he was trying to arrest Christians.
那忽然天上一道亮光四面照射他,
and was the bright light shine upon on him.
主耶稣亲自与他说话,
and the Lord Jesus talked to him,
责备他, 使他眼睛瞎了三天,
scold him and caused him blinded for 3 days.
在这三天中他是不吃也不喝,
he could not eat and drink during 3 days.
然后耶稣差派了一个门徒叫亚拿尼亚,
and the Lord then sent another disciple, his name is Cornelius,
前去按手在他身上, 他眼睛上面的就像鱼鳞一样啪啦啪啦就掉下来,
And put his hand on Paul, and the scale over his eyes just fall off, and he could see again.
就在那一刻,
at that time, he accepted and baptized.
之后保罗的生命就发生了翻天覆地的变化。
And since then, Paul's life was changed 180 degrees.
他的生命扭转了,
his life has definitely changed.
从一个对基督徒的捕手, 变成了一位到处传讲耶稣基督救恩福音消息的人。
From a persecutor of Christians to one who actually preached the gospel.
那在保罗蒙召重生的过程,
so during the whole process of Paul, the Paul was the calling and become reborn.
无论保罗他自己还是门徒亚拿尼亚，他们都刻骨铭心地记着主耶稣有一句吩咐。
So they had a permanent memory, whether Paul or Cornelius.
这就是使徒行传9:15，主对亚拿尼亚说：“你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。”
Yeah, which is the Acts 9:15. Here says, but the Lord said to Ananias, go, the man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the peoples of Israel.
那相对于那些四处奔走的犹太背景的信徒而言,
so to those who travel with a background of the Judaism,
大家应该还有印象，前不久我们分享过, 因为他们之间的争论，最后在耶路撒冷有一个大会。召开大会之后，耶路撒冷会议决议的结果是什么？
We should know from the earlier sermons, there was a meeting in Jerusalem, and there was decision made about those group of
还记得《使徒行传》15章23、24节，使徒和做长老的弟兄们向安提阿、叙利亚、基利家外邦弟兄问安。我们听说有几个人从我们这里出去，用一些话骚扰你们，使你们的心困惑。其实我们并没有吩咐他们。
So here says, the apostles and the elders, your brothers, to the Gentile believers in Antioch, Syria, and the Cilicia, greetings. We have heard that some went out from us without our authorization and disturbed you, troubling your minds by what they said. But you, we are all agreed to choose some men and send them to you with our dear friends Barnabas and Paul.
所以大家注意，保罗在一写信的一开始就声明，他的使徒身份不是由于人，也不是借着人。
So in Galatians chapter 1, when Paul started writing his letter, he made very clear he is an apostle, not sent from man nor by a man.
那他的意思呢，就是在指证那些假使徒们，他们到处跑，既不是上帝差遣他们的。也不是人差遣他们。
So by this, he was really trying to point out those false apostles traveled around the churches were not sent by God nor sent by man.
他们是一群什么人呢？是一群固执的，随着自己心中的意念而四处奔波活动的人。
So those folks were stubborn, and they were traveled. They were going. Based on their own the desires and mind.
所以在此我想请大家记住有一个日子。
So I want to ask you to remember this day.
1517年10月31号。
So that the date is October 31st and 1517.
就在16世纪的这一天，是基督教从天主教分离出来成为新教的。我们称他是奠基人马丁路德。
So that's on that day, the Christians were separate from the Catholics.
他在德国威登堡大学做神学教授。
And Martin Luther was the founder, and he was the a professor at Wittenberg University.
他当时是天主教、罗马天主教、奥古斯丁修会的神父。
So he was also a father in the Augustine adjournment.
那他在他所任教的威丁堡大学教堂的门口贴出了95条论纲。
So he posted this the 95 theses outside the church in the Wittenberg library where he taught.
大家记住这一天。1517年10月31日。
So that's the day that everyone remembers, October 31st, 1517.
那这95条论纲呢，被称为是对教皇、对主教、对当时的神职人员、当时的经院学者、教会的斥责和轰炸。
So this the 95 theses was considered the criticism and bombardment.To the Pope, the archbishops, the clerks, the scholars, and also the churches.
他的斥责和轰炸不是对刚刚提到的这些人，而是对他们所行的所做的。如果用一句话来形容95条呢，就是说他呼吁人们回到圣经的原本。重新思考教会的教导是来自于圣经，而不是来自于各教会的传统。
Yeah, so basically, he wasn't really trying to criticize those people, and his true meaning was really call everyone to come back to the origins of the Bible and reconsidering whether what we, the doctrines we teach, whether they were from Bible or from each church.Church's traditions.
记住那个日子没有？哪一年？
Do you remember the date?
1517年10月31日。
Yeah. So, yeah, October 31st.
那是初代教会，直到今天，这个世界对耶稣基督的福音所心存的那种 怨恨那种误解。
So from the early churches to today, and the world definitely resent and misunderstood the gospel of Jesus Christ.
或者说，为什么会存在一些怨恨和误解
？And the why there were such a resentment and a misunderstanding?
是因为耶稣基督的福音宣告了这个世界中其他各类宗教的智慧是无能。
Because this gospel proclaimed the inability of all kinds of religions, or the wisdom from all kinds of religions.
所以这个世界误认为耶稣基督的福音是对人们心中固有的神明和他们自己人格的冒犯。
So they misunderstood that the gospel of Christ offended the God in their own heart and their own person.
所以这个世界的宗教传统在人们头脑中的根深蒂固的那种传统的观念。
So it's really this kind of tradition of a religion sort of deep-rooted in people's mind.
使得人们面对耶稣基督的福音，面对福音提供给世人心中的那份平安以及各样的赐福，却是满腹的狐疑，甚至呢，充满了憎恨。
So it's that caused the suspicions and the hatred when facing the gospel of Jesus Christ, and also the various blessing from the and the peace from this gospel.
所以有人就说，这是福音所面对这个世界的吊诡，一种尴尬。
So this is really a kind of embarrassment of the gospel toward the church, I mean toward the world.
即便如此，上帝依然借着保罗的口，向这个世界发出了他那无条件的赐福。
Even so, and God still wise Paul's mouth and and giving this unconditional blessing.
我们来看接下来的经文，加拉太书一章三到五节。愿恩惠平安从父上帝与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。基督照我们父上帝的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。但愿荣耀归于上帝，直到永永远远。阿门。
Right, Paul here says, "A grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age."According to the willing of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever, Amen.
那刚才我们讲到呢，可以说是从宏观的角度，也就是说从教会外部，因着人们传统观念固守的心态，而对耶稣基督福音所产生的误解、反感，甚至是怨恨。
So what we just talked about was really from a macro point of view.From the outsider of the church, those misunderstanding, antipathy, or even hatred toward the gospel, due to people's traditional concept or adherence to their own attitude.
那如果我们从微观的角度，也就是说从教会内部来讲
，But if we look at the micro. Point of view from the inside of the church,
阻碍教会所在社区周边的人们对福音的认识、理解和接受的是什么
？So what was the obstacles actually to prevent us helping people to understand the gospel and accept the gospel?
许多时候呢，可能是因着教会的某个传统，哇，适应不了。
And sometimes because it's our own traditions of our churches,
或者是对教会中的某个信徒的看法，哇，他做基督徒我宁可不做。
So sometimes it's toward the attitude towards one of the brother or sisters, if he or she is a Christian, I'd rather not be.
大家同意吗
？Do we agree?
误解。
So this really sort of misinterpretation.
对福音的误解。
this misunderstanding of the gospel.
所以无论从宏观还是从微观的角度，无论从教会外部或者教会内部的原因。
So rather, doesn't matter whether coming from the macro or micro angle, or coming from the internal or external the church.
无论是初代教会时期还是现今的时代。
Or the early churches or the churches today.
经文再次借着保罗的口教导我们的功课是什么？
So the lessons that Paul taught us.
人的身份权柄重要与否。
So whether the importance of our identity or status and authority.
大家注意，人的权柄和身份的重要与否，全在于是否顺服他身后的那个什么。 向人们发出呼召的那个福音，就是那个十字架的救恩。Right.
So again, you know, our humans' identity, status, and authority, and the importance really all depend on the submission to the gospel, which is the salvation of the cross.
人之所以习惯于 将自己的眼光关注在自我的身份感受与权柄的把握上。
The reason why we as humans so accustomed to only having eyes on our own identity, status, feelings, and authorities.
归根结底是人们对耶稣基督福音陷入了一种我们称它叫心理视觉的盲区。
So the root cause was really a blind spot that we towards the gospel,
包括信者和不信者,
including the believers and unbelievers.
所以下来的经文, 也就是加拉太书1章6到10节为我们提供的是耶稣基督福音的独一性。
So that's from 6 to 10, we look at the uniqueness of the gospel.
1章6到7节，我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩召你们的，去从别的福音，那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们罢了，要把福音基督的福音更改了。So
I'm here says I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ.
经文再次用"我稀奇""我惊讶"来感叹加拉太信徒轻易的离开真理。So
here he uses the word astonished to describe, and you know the believers in Galatian churches departed from the truth.
大家请注意，离开这个词儿。
So here in Chinese, talk about the departure of the truth.
它的基本含义是离弃，是背道。So
in English, here it says it's deserting.
那在古希腊文中呢，与我们现代口语表达的意思呢，非常的相像。So
if you look at the ancient Greek, and it's very similar to our modern oral language.
那这个离开这个词儿呢？ 它的表现是辩解者、叛徒。So
the deserting here really means betray and the traitors.
请问什么人在什么情况下容易辩解做叛徒？
So what kind of people and under what circumstances may become traitors?
一种呢是面对金钱、荣誉、地位禁不住诱惑的人。
So one could be people who cannot resist the temptation of money and the status.
另一种是呢，禁不住各种酷刑、折磨和死亡威吓的人。
And others probably cannot be really take the torture and the threat of death.
可是，面对耶稣基督的福音。 只要因着信就白白得着了那上帝所赐的恩典，那为什么还要辩解叛变做叛徒呢？
But towards the gospel, And it's really is it based on faith. Because of faith, you can get the free salvation and blessing. Why people still became traitors?
靠近那些传统犹太背景的假使徒们，他们所传的根本就不是福音。
And based on Paul, those folks are not even preaching a real gospel.
他们在那里振振有词，他们传的是什么呀？
So what did they preach then?
他们传的是一种律法上的枷锁，是一种束缚。哎。
And they were really preaching was the shackles and bondage of the law.
那可是人们为什么放着白白的恩典恩惠，却产生疑惑？
Why was the free salvation and people rather doubt?
对那白白的恩典恩惠，不单是疑惑，而且抗拒，甚至还会有动摇。
Not only doubt about the free salvation, but also resist and swing or back and forth.
有动摇，还有辩解，还有最后的叛徒放弃。
And even betray or even just completely desert.
而宁愿去钻那个枷锁，去接受那个束缚。
But rather to go through this the bondage and the shackles.
原因在哪里？
And what was the reason?
因为啊， 我们从小到大，
because when we are growing up,
我们的父母和这个社会对我们教导的东西， 潜移默化给我们的东西是什么？
So in perceptively, our parents and this society taught us.
我相信在座的很多年轻的父亲、母亲还在误导自己的孩子。
You know, I believe this is probably still a practice of our many parents.
孩子你要乖，妈妈就爱你。如果孩子不乖，你爱他不爱？一样爱。
We often taught them.
没条件的。
Yeah, become I love you if you're a good kid, but you know, actually, if you think about it, even they're not a good kid, you still love them.
对着儿子女儿说，你要努力去做这个，做那个，爸爸就给你奖励。
So father often say, you know, if you try hard to accomplish this, and I'll give you rewards.
然后我们长大了，进入社会工作了，说，嗯，天下没有免费的午餐。
So when you were growing up, going to work, and people often teach you there's no free lunch.
人要积德行善，要行善积功德。
And you have to labor to get the good results.
我们的生命从小到大，在我们的父母在这个社会的潜移默化下，我们习惯于以行为得奖赏、得报答的这个伦理思维的惯式，来引导我们去看福音。
So that's definitely because of the teaching in our own lives. So we have this ethical inertia. We love to think from our own good behaviors to get reward.
我们往往下意识地去面对那白白赐下的恩典救恩。
And we use this type of mindset toward the free salvation.
但是那些个犹太派信徒，你说你不信也就罢了。
So talking those circumcised disciples, you know, should they not be believed?
却反而声称自己已经相信了。But
they proclaim they actually believed the gospel.
而且还炫耀曾经是耶稣复活的见证者呢。And
boast they were the witnesses of Jesus Christ's resurrection.
但却不遗余力地四处奔波，为耶稣基督的福音。 强加上律法的条例，
but effortlessly to travel around and put the law on top of the gospel.
所以接下来的经文怎么讲？
So the gospel following said,
加拉太书1:8-9，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。第九节。
So here said, But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel rather than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. And we have already said, and now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel rather than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse.
所以第九节这里边，这八节和九节这两个部分用了两个咒诅。
So in the verse 2, they had two curses.
甚至咒诅包括谁呀？包括作者保罗他自己在内。
So the curses actually included Paul himself.
这意思是假如。
So of course, this is to point out a condition.
那是不是在提醒他自己？ 要警惕。
Yes, as if, it's a reminder to himself.
人是会变的。
The reminder is that a human will change.
但是耶稣基督的福音的真理永远不变。
But the gospel, the truth of the gospel will never change.
所以马丁路德刚才我们看到那一位, 他有一段非常精辟的解释。
Martin Luther had a very excellent explanation of those group of folks.
他说传统的犹太假使徒们歪曲了真理。
So those false gospels from the traditional Judaism background really twisted the truth.
他们声称跟随耶稣。
They proclaimed they were Jesus followers.
却否定他在十字架上的死足够拯救人类。
But denied the effect of the cross and the death on the cross, which can save the whole human race.
他做了一个形象的比方说，就仿佛基督呢只是一位工匠，他给一个工程开了头，其余的要留给摩西来完成。
So he used an analogy here. It says the Christ was only a worker who started a project. But Moses was the worker finished the entire project later.
所以如果我们能够靠着我们自己的努力，那靠着我们的积德，能够除去我们的罪的话，
So if we could get rid of our sin from our own effort, our own labor,
那上帝的儿子耶稣基督为何还要 为那些罪而死在十字架上。
Why did the Son of God have to die for us on the cross?
正是因为耶稣基督为我们的罪而舍了他自己。
So really, just because Jesus died for us,
我们从这儿知道他是神。
So we know that he was God.
他是上帝。
And he was God.
所以我们就可以确认，我们自己的努力是无法除去罪的。So
it's such assurance and confirmation that our own effort cannot really get us free from sin.
所以我们再来看第十节的经文，加拉太书1章10节。我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得上帝的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？ 若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人。
So here says, am I now trying to win the approval of human being or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ.
我们现在是要得人心，我们看看现在中文一本说，我这样是要赢得人的称赞吗？
So in the modern translation in Chinese, it says, am I trying to win the praise of men?
不是，是要得上帝的嘉奖。
No, definitely not. We're trying to get the praise of God.
所以保罗在此既是对加拉太信徒的质问，更是对他们一个诚恳的一种坦白。
So verse 10 here really was a question to the believers in Galatia. But also a very frank narrative.
说难道你们看不出来吗？ 我向你们所传的不是为了讨人的喜欢。
The narrative was, couldn't you see that I'm trying to preach something not to please people?
那些向你们教导割礼的人。
And those who teaching you the circumcisions.
是为了逃避将耶稣钉十字架的犹太领袖他们的仇恨和逼迫。
Was really trying to avoid the hatred and the persecution of those Jewish leaders who crucified Christ.
如果我的心是像逃人的喜欢一样，我会像他们一样去奉承那些领袖们。
So if I have a heart of pleasing people, I would also seeking approval of the Jewish leaders.
相反，我只传耶稣基督的福音，所以为此而引来了犹太人如此的反感、如此的仇恨，甚至是逼迫。
But on the contrary, because I only preach the gospel of Christ, and that's caused all the hatred, the antipathy, and the persecutions of Jews.
2012年5月16号，在华盛顿国家大教堂，有数千人聚集，出席了一个盛大的追思礼拜。
On May 16th, 2012, in the Washington National Cathedral, there was a memorial ceremony.
纪念有一位是1970年代作为美国前总统尼克松的特别顾问。
So to remember a special consultant to the former president Nixon.
因着水门的丑闻事件被判入了联邦的监狱。
Because the Watergate scandal was sentenced to prison.
他在入狱之前归信耶稣。
Yeah, the person was accepted the Christ before he went to the prison.
那这位被媒体曾经称为说是尼克松总统的职业杀手，是邪恶的天才。在他出狱以后，他干了什么呢？
So this person was often referred as the assassin and the evil genius of the President Nixon.
这个名叫查克·寇尔森的。So
after he was released, you know, the person name is Chuck Colson.
创立了监狱团契施工。He
created the prison fellowship ministry,
并且为之奉献他自己的余生。And
spend the rest of his life in this ministry,
成为帮助囚犯属灵生命转变施工方面的美国基督教福音派的杰出领袖。He
became one of the leading person among the evangelicals to serve the inmates to accept the gospel of Christ.
直到他80岁回天家。
Until he dies of 80 years old.
那监狱团契施工，目前在美国的50个州里边的1300个监狱都有他们的。
So the prison fellowship ministry already established among 1,300 prisons among 50 states.
那参与他们这项施工的，现在已经包括有7,700间教会和14,000名志愿者。
And 7,700 churches joined this ministry, and now the volunteers reached 14,000 people.
而且他们这项监狱施工范围、服侍的范围已经扩展到了110多个国家的囚犯和他们的家庭。
And now they are actually going international. They already covered the inmates and their families in 110 countries.
那当我们得知查克·寇尔森他们所做的这个监狱施工之后， 了解了他的一些服侍情况之后，
So when we learn, you know, the work of the Chuck Colson and his ministry,
会不会拍案称赞说，
So we probably would sort of praised,
这就对了，
This is right.
他们才是真正的找到了福音的对象了。
So this ministry really find the right subject to preach gospels.
因为主耶稣不是清清楚楚地声明过吗？
Didn't the Lord Jesus said himself clearly?
路加福音5章31、32节， 耶稣对他们说：“无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着吗？我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改的
So in Luke 1, Luke 1:31 here says, Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call chapter 5. So I come to call the righteous, but the sinner to repentance."
如果从这个视觉来误解福音的话，那我们不敢想象。
If we only come to know the gospel from that misperception,
难道说未来的天堂只是为那些囚犯、为那些劳改释放犯预备的
？So really, the heaven was only for those inmates, and the people who are released from the prison.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
恩主赛达巴父，我们感谢你。
So we thank you, our heavenly Father.
感谢你借着您的独生儿子耶稣基督来到我们中间，以他在十字架上的死，来赦免我们的罪，给我们带来了属天的恩惠的生命的救恩。
So we pray that you will send your Son among us, through his death on the cross.Give us this true meaning of life, and we can receive this free salvation.
感谢主您赐下宝贵的圣经给我们。
And we are thank you for giving us this precious Bible.
让我们来细细的体贴主您的心意。
So we can really learn that you desire from the Bible.
让我们明白我们身处的这个世界的状况。
So understand the world we're living in.
让我们明白，我们生活在这个末世的世上，我们生命的意义。
Understanding the true meanings of our lives during the end of this world.
愿主您赐福我们。
And ask you to bless us.
保守我们。
And to keep us.
引领我们学习信靠主您的功课。
And to lead us to the lesson to trust you and depend on you.
是我们的生活。活得有意义，使我们的生命有见证。
So we can living as a living testimony, and also really living the meaning, true meanings of our lives.
这样的感恩、感谢、祈求、祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
So this thanksgiving, this praises, and are all in the Lord name, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
接下来我想邀请我们中间的一对弟兄和姐妹丹佑梦和 Shirley 上台来。
So I want to use the rest of time to invite a couple, Daniel and Shirley, up to the podium.
我们要借着这个时间，因为他们今天下午就要离开南湾到芝加哥，然后几天之后就要到中国上海去。
So today they are going leaving for Chicago, and a few days later they will be in Shanghai.
那我们在这儿呢，就给他们做一个简单的一个差派礼。
So I want to give them a ceremony, sort of appointment.
我们一起来奉上帝的名，也是代表我们教会一起，我们来见证这个时刻，我们为他们献上祝福。
Yeah, so it's in the name of the Lord, and so be us all be the witness for their their new life in Shanghai.
那昨天下午跟 Daniel 分享的时候，他还在讲，他心中还是有挣扎。
So yeah, last yesterday when we chat, so of course our brother Daniel still have struggles in his heart.
他实际上确实不知道他要去干什么。
Because he truly did not know what he'll be doing in Shanghai.
所以呢，我们就在这种状况下，我们为他一起祷告的。我现在邀请所有的在场的执事还有长老，我们一起上来为他按手祷告。
So I asked the elders and the current deacons coming up, and it really helped.
那就邀请你们这样面对着十字架跪下来，好吧？ 面对的这边稍微偏一点，这边十字架在这儿，在这儿，这边，这边，好，来，我们一起来为他们祷告，来，好的，恩主慈爱的主耶稣，主耶稣，Our
loving Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你在我们有限的生命中，你赐给我们这样一个福分，我们能够认识您，能够接受您。We're
so thankful about giving us an opportunity to know you and to learn from you in our very limited time.
我们感谢你在南湾地区为我们建立了教会，这个我们属灵的家。So
we really, really thank you for establishing such a spiritual home in the south in Michiana area.
在这个家中，我们看到许许多多的朋友在这里生命的反转，认识主您，接受主您，成为主您的不遗不弃的儿女。So
we witness so many families that turn to you and becoming an instrument for you.
我们为 Daniel Meng 和 Shirley 这一对夫妇向主您献上感谢。
We really thank on behalf of our the couple Daniel and Shirley.
孟庆宁医生，黄小玉姐妹。
And our brother and sisters.
他们在过去的多少年中，在我们中间一起见证主您的医治的大能，您的拯救的大能。
And this couple witnesses your healing power and the power of your salvation.
在他们现在还尚年富力强的时候，他们放弃了在这个国土、在这个城市里边那种无忧无虑的、丰厚的生活的环境和生命的状态。So
still in their prime time, they can still serve, and they deserve the comfort and the living of this country.
用我们的人的眼睛来看，他们。 或许是因着一种莫名的感动。
So from our own eyes, that's may coming from a unknown touch.
他们辞去了还能在这里继续享受的工作。
So they really leave in their work they enjoy behind.
提前进入了退休的状态。
And retired earlier.
但他们也知道退而不能休的。
They know that although they retire, but they're not stop working.
现在他们因着莫名的感动，要去到中国大陆上海去。
So because this moving, and now they're going to Shanghai.
他们要去干什么？相信主，您就让他们心中踏踏实实的、平安的去走。
So please give them peace and their life, based on your purpose.
不要让他们自己去选择、去寻找他们需要做什么、他们想干什么。
Yeah, do not leading this couple along to choose what to do in Shanghai.
就像主当年您旨意拆开亚伯拉罕离开他的家一样，他不知道前方的路，但是是主您的旨意。Just
similar to when you're leading Abraham out of his hometown.
让他们只是知道。 主您爱他们，他们爱主您。Just
let them know you love them and they love you.
愿主您为他们预备前边的道路。And
ask the Lord to prepare the road before them.
愿他们唯有一个心志，就是按照主您的旨意，听从主您的呼召。And
only have this one heart and one willingness to follow the calling of you.
使他们未来他们的心思意念。 只凭主您所赐给他们的感动。And
all this the emotions and the heart desires are all coming out of your you.
他们去的那个国度，现在生活上，是 非常的丰富。
So, though the country they're going to is very rich in living.
但是也像当年的迦南美地一样，充满了各种各样的诱惑和挑战。
But also like the beautiful land Canaan, and full of temptations and challenges.
愿主您做他们随时的帮助。
And ask Lord to be their help every time, every moment.
扶持他们，引领他们。
And serving them and leading them.
愿我们南湾华人教会的弟兄姐妹们，能够在后方做他们的祷告者。
We also pray that all the brothers and sisters in the church will be their spiritual help and pray for their for the couple.
支持者
and support their living in Shanghai.
虽然我们天各一方，但是我们知道，在主里我们是一家人。主，您的恩典够用。
Although we are parted physically, but we know we are one of the spiritual family.And your blessing and your salvation is plenty for everyone.
愿主您与他们同在。
And ask your Lord be with them.
这样的感恩感谢祈求祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
Now this thanksgiving with praise and his prayers are in the Lord's name, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.